Right. For this second study, perhaps I'd like to get you used to reading the scripture for itself, because there are only a few verses. Sorry, forget about you.
在我们第二讲的部分呢，我想让你们读一些经文。
So I feel that perhaps I should show you how to read the instructions concerning the tabernacle in the book Exodus, so that you know how to deal with them next time.
所以我们还是直接读一些在出埃及记里面讲到这个帐幕建造的经文。
We now come to the second item in the outer court, the brazen laver.
我们现在要继续来思想在院子里面的另外一个物件，就是铜的洗濯盆。
Since there are only a few verses, we can read through all of them.
这里经节不多所以我们就一起来看。
As I told you, the first part will be instructions concerning the construction of the item of furniture in the tabernacle.
第一部分就是讲到这个物件的建造本身。
So Exodus chapter 30 verses 18-21 will be the instructions God gave to Moses to show him how to construct the brazen laver.
在出埃及记三十章18-21节，就是神指示摩西怎么样子制作这个洗濯盆。
While our brother reads through the whole passage, I would like you to look out for the measurements: how high, how big, how broad, and so on. And tell me later on what are the dimensions.
我在读的时候就请各位来看注意呢，这里有没有提到一些尺寸？十八节你要用铜做洗濯盆和盆座，以便洗濯。要将盆放在会幕和坛的中间，在盆里盛水。亚伦和他的儿子要在这盆里洗手洗脚。他们进会幕或是就近坛前供职，给耶和华献火祭的时候，并用水洗濯，免得死亡。他们洗手洗脚，就免得死亡。这要做亚伦和他后裔世世代代永远的定例。
The construction part is found in chapter 38 and verse 8.
然后实际制作就是在38章第8节。
While our brother is reading it, I will point to the diagram on the screen, and you can know what he is reading about.
他用铜做洗濯盆和盆座是用会幕门前伺候的妇人之镜子做的。
Right. That's only one verse concerning how it was constructed.
实际制作只有用了一节。
It was completed in chapter 39 and verse 39.
然后39章的39节呢，讲到这个东西做出来了。39节，铜坛和坛上的铜网，坛的杠并坛的一切器具，洗濯盆和盆座。
And chapter 40 verses 7 and 11 would show its completion and where it was to be positioned or placed at in the tabernacle.
那40章的7节跟11节就讲到做好了以后呢，实际已经放进去了。第七节，把洗濯盆安在会幕和坛的中间，在盆里盛水。11节，要磨洗濯盆和盆座，使盆成圣。
And its use is found in chapter 40, verses 30-32.
然后到40章的30到32节呢，就实际拿来用了。30节，把洗濯盆安在会幕和坛中间，盆中盛水，以便洗濯。摩西和亚伦并亚伦的儿子在这盆里洗手洗脚。他们进会幕或就近坛的时候，都变洗濯。
So this is how you read the various parts of the instructions and construction and completion of the items of furniture in the book of Exodus.
这就是我们怎么样子在出埃及记里面看到会幕各样器物从它的指示到它实际的建造到它的设立到它的使用。
So how high was it? How many cubits high?
这里许多朋友说它是多高吗？
How many cubits high?
多高？
Don't know.
没有说不知道。
What shape? What shape?
什么形状呢？
Don't be influenced by the picture.
不要被这个图片导引。什么形状？
Well, you will note that
图片里面说放的。
Nothing much is given.
其实呢。圣经并没有说
no measurements given
也没有讲到它的尺寸
and there must be a reason for this
这里一定有它的原因的
well the labor if we understand from the book of James would be a picture of the scripture
那这个洗濯盆我们从圣经里面呢可以来了解
You would know that from Exodus 38 and verse 8 that the labor was made from the women's
mirror.
Mirror.
刚才我们看到38章第8节讲到说这个洗濯盆呢是什么做的呢是用妇女的镜子做的。
Please do not think of the mirror that you use with the mercury plated mirror that you look your face in.
这不是呢，你们姐妹们呢现在所用的水银的镜子。
It is very highly polished bronze metal.
而是铜镜磨得很光亮的铜镜。
So highly polished that the woman could look into the polished metal and could see their reflection.
所以呢，妇女可以在这个很光亮的铜镜上呢照她自己。
There are two functions for the labor.
所以这个洗濯盆有两方面的功用。
The mirror function where the labor was made of metal and you could see your reflection in the labor.
所以这个是用做镜子的铜做的，表示说它可以用来当做一个镜子来反照出你自己。
The water function would be when water was put in the liver, and a person seeing himself with spot on the face or his hands are dirty would use the water to wash his hands clean.
装了水的话，那个水的功用呢，也可以。反照出你自己也可以拿来做清洁用
Measurements not given
它的尺寸圣经没有告诉我们
Now it should remind us of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12
这里呢也提醒我们在希伯来书第四章的第十二节
Because the labor actually is a picture of the Bible
因为这个洗濯盆呢，其实它所预表的是圣经。
The Bible in its functions has no limitations.
圣经本身它的功用是不受限制的。
It is not finite, it is infinite.
它是一个无限的。
So we need to, before we serve, that is before we go into the tabernacle proper to serve,We must look into the mirror of the labor. We must wash ourselves clean, and then we go in.
当我们要进入圣所侍奉前，我们必须要来到这个洗濯盆前，醒察自己，清洁自己，然后才能进去侍奉。
So you find that we need to read the Word of God because it's a powerful agent.
所以我们要来常常读神的圣经因为它是大有能力的。
As we read in Hebrews 4:12.
在我们看希伯来书四章十二节。
It is also a penetrating. I'm sorry. It is a powerful agent because it makes you to see yourself and your reflection in the mirror.
因为它 很啊，它是这样有功效，它能够让我们看到啊我们自己。
The word of God is described as a mirror in James 1:23-25.
在雅各书里面呢，啊，也是把神的话语啊，这个用镜子啊来表示。
Those of us who read the word of God must not treat it as a mirror where we see our faces in a mirror that there's something wrong and we do nothing about it.
我们人不能够说啊，看了镜子啊，照到自己啊，有些问题啊，然后并不管它就走开了。
But if we find there's something wrong on our face when we look into a mirror, we must do something about it.
我们照镜子发现自己啊有一些这个问题不干净啊，我们一定会做一些事情的。
That's the whole purpose of the liver.
啊，这就是这个洗濯盆的目的。
There's the mirror function to show the priest if he is dirty in any way.Either his hands or his feet.
那所以这个洗濯盆呢，啊，就先让这些啊祭司他们来检查自己是不是清洁。
And before he goes into the holy place to serve, he must wash himself clean.
那啊，在他进入之前呢，他就要把自己清洗干净。
It is also a penetrating agent, as we read in Hebrews 4:12, because it pierces through.Our spirit and soul to show us where we go wrong.
在希伯来书4:12讲到啊，神的话是活泼有功效的啊，比一切两刃的剑啊更快。
It is a purifying agent because it acts as a mirror to cleanse our to show us where we go wrong.
它有这样洁净的功能。能够显示出啊人的罪
，so it is a mirror to reveal，
啊，它是一个能够显明的啊一个镜子
，to reveal whom，
啊，显明什么呢
？to reveal myself so that I can know where I go wrong，
显明我们人的一个本相啊，我们可以知道我们有什么错
，but above all things else to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ。
他也显明呢啊，主耶稣基督。
Today we do not see Christ face to face。
今天我们啊，并不是啊面对面的看到主。
1 Corinthians 13:12。
啊，哥林多前书13:12。
1 John 3:2。
啊，这个约翰一书3:2。
The day will come and we shall see Him face to face。
那一天来到啊，我们就要与主面对面。
Then we shall see him as he is.
我们就要看见啊他的本相。
But in the meanwhile, let's look into the word to see who he is as the word reveals himself to us.
但是呢，现在我们就要借着神的话语啊来认识耶稣。
Right. It is also water. It has a water function to wash away any dirt that we can see on ourselves.
洗濯盆除了这个醒茶的功效以外呢，也有清洁的功效。
Any priest before he could go into the holy place to serve must first come to the laver, take the water, wash his hands and wash his feet before he could go in.
祭司要到圣所里侍奉之前呢，就要来到洗濯盆这里呢，洗他的手跟脚。
Clean hands to do his work.
手洗干净，表示呢啊，才能够做神的工。
Clean feet to walk in His ways，
脚洗干净了，走神的道路。
Actually, this diagram is not very correct。
这个图其实不是很正确。
There should be something at the bottom, at the foot, as well at the foot where there is water。
这个盆子其实应该有上面部分跟底下的部分。
So you can get the water to wash your feet。
所以底下的这个部分用来洗脚。
So no unclean priest can minister on penalty of death.
祭司如果没有洁净就侍奉的话呢，啊，他是啊会这个受到死的处分的。
And God will not accept any offering from a priest whose hands and feet are dirty.
祭司的手或者是他的脚啊，就是他没有得到洁净的话，他所献的祭神也不悦纳。
That's why in Malachi chapter 1 God complains about the priest who polluted his table.
所以在这个马拉基书这个第一章的地方神就说这些祭司呢他污染了他的这个祭物。
So those of us who serve the Lord need to be to get note of this.
所以侍奉神的人呢，对这一点一定要很注意。
We need to have clean hands.
我们的手一定要清洁。
We need to have clean feet.
我们的脚也一定要清洁。
We need to be careful what we do.
我们一定要很谨慎我们所做的事。
We need to be careful where we go.
我们要很谨慎小心我们去的地方。
We need clean hands and clean feet to serve the Lord.
我们一定要清洁的手跟脚来侍奉神。
If any priest dare to go into the holy place without clean hands and clean feet, he will be struck dead.
如果祭司手脚不清洁进去侍奉神就会被神击打而死。
Of course, he also speaks of the Christian's sanctification. He must cleanse himself to be holy before service.
这里是讲到基督徒的成圣成为圣洁成为洁净才能服侍神。
So let me conclude.
所以这边我们就做一个总结。
The altar is cleansing by blood.
祭坛所代表的是被血所洁净。
To cleanse our sins,
我们的罪得到赦免。
The laver is cleansing by water,
这个洗濯盆是借着血的洁净。
To cleanse us and sanctify us for service,
能够让我们成为圣洁清洁好来侍奉神。
And therefore, with the altar and the laver, one after another, before entering to the holy place, it means salvation and sanctification before service.
所以我们在院子里面看到先是祭坛再是这个洗濯盆就表示呢，我们先蒙恩然后成为圣洁然后来侍奉神。
This is the teaching of Ephesians 5:25-27.
这也是以弗所书第五章25-27这边的教训。
Not also that the labor is between the tent and the altar.
这个洗濯盆呢是放在祭坛跟这个帐幕的中间。
To emphasize that sanctification must be before service.
一再就是强调到这个成圣呢是在侍奉之前。
Okay, I concluded study one. Before I go to study two, we'll pass the 10 minutes to sing a song.